Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
April in the D, Tigers 5-4 winners. Opening day, downtown Detroit. Couldn't believe it actually was snowing for part of the game. But you know what? In the end, Stoney, Tigers win 5-4. They're 6-1 right now, and they're doing everything that I asked them to do. Michael Stone joining me, Mike Valeni off. So one Mike leave, one Mike enters.
That's right. I'm the rotating Mike. I heard you say a few weeks ago, when before the season started, they with their schedule, they should go 7-4, their first 11, which is, you know, the series with Chicago, the Mets, the A's, and Pittsburgh. Well, they got the 6 already.
Right.
It's going to take a miracle for them not to get to 7, and they should get to conservatively 9.
And now you still got to play Pittsburgh, who
is playing pretty well.
Kind of like you, shocking. I think they're sitting at 6-2 right now, so it may not be as easy.
Right.
But here's the beauty of it. Win one more game, you hit that 7.
Yeah.
7-4, and then, you know, you get Minnesota, who's, you know, 3-3 right now, 4 games. So what I'm saying is, you could actually stack it wins in April so that by the end of the month, newsflash, you're sitting above 500. And now, depending on how far you go, you could play 600 baseball for the rest of the year.
Oh, 600 baseball. Wow.
Right.
That's
right. But you get a big enough lead in this division.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you play 600 baseball, you're going to win this division because this division is so bad. But, you know, being down there again, I mean, it's the first time I was down there in a long time without working before. But I went down there to Music Town where, you know, John and Jim were there, hung out with them for a little bit, and Doug and Gator were there, and had to have my Bloody Mary. It's a tradition. Like
tradition.
None other,
man.
And then you know,
like
hanging
the Masters.
Out, like hanging out on the field for a little bit, and it was chilly as the snow was coming down, but the sun was out. It was kind of weird, and there's just I don't know. There's something you've grown up here your whole life, and I've been here 36 years, something like that. There's something about opening day in Detroit that is just different than most other cities. Now, most other cities opening day, like even New York, they had their home opener today with the Yankees. Place is packed. But the whole area, the whole city is not enveloped in it like it is in here and maybe Cincinnati and St. Louis.
People take the day off.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
The kids out of school.
And today was great because it's a Friday because you can start early and not have to worry about going to work the next day. And if you're going to do the double dip like I am, which means going downtown after the show to watch the important Red Wings Rangers game, it's a great sports day. It really is.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, because now if you the Wings can do something with the Rangers,
yeah,
you know what you'll have, Stoney? We got it, David. We don't have it.
That's right. It's a wonderful thing. I'm curious at 248-539-9797. If you're driving home from Comerica, what do you think? Your first time seeing the Tigers up close and personal. The big scoreboard is just freaking huge.
Really?
Oh,
I'm gonna have to go check it out in another game.
Because you heard that, you know, it's the second biggest one in baseball besides the Mets. And when you see it, it's ridiculous how big it is. It really looks nice. And there's, And then the team, look, they play in a crappy team, but the pitching has been really good. Scooble struggled a little bit, obviously, with giving up home runs. But, hey, 5-4 they win. And I'm just, you know, what did people think of this team?
5-4 they win. They scored 5 runs. They didn't have to go to extra innings to score the 5 runs. Mm-hmm. The bats came alive and timely, especially in the eighth inning when the score was tied 4-4. They got the go-ahead run, and then they closed the game out to get this victory to go to 6-1. 248-539-9797. If you're heading back in your car, what do you think about this team? Because the question that I really want to ask, and I'm going to ask you guys first before I give you my answer. They're sitting there at 6-1. Now, I said, look, this schedule is easy, okay? Mm-hmm. You take advantage of the people that are in front of you. Not your fault who you got to play, but win the games.
Right.
They're winning the games.
Everybody's got to play them anyway.
Right, and then the one game they lose is still a 2-1 game.
Yes.
So they've been in all of the games. They found ways to win in extra innings. What has been the most surprising thing about this team? It could be a player. It could be a coach. It could be a position group. But when you look at this team, just right now, because, guys, I'm not extrapolating this saying, oh, they're going to – no. Just right here, first 7 games in, you're driving back from the ballpark, or you were listening to it on 97.1. The question is, what's been the most surprising thing that you've said, you know what, I didn't see this coming?
For me, it's been the cumulative effect of how good the bullpen is. And it's early. It is particularly, he didn't have to pitch today, as Shelby Miller. He's been great. That's number one. The other thing is, and it shouldn't go unappreciated, and is that the fact their defense, they haven't, like, you're not watching the Keystone Cops out there in the outfield, infield. Right. They're making even the routine plays. Are they making great, spectacular plays? No, but they're not effing up. And I didn't realize how, you know, important that was going to be, especially in these close games. Because they're 6-1, but all these games, as you've mentioned, Rico, and rightfully so, have been really close. So there's been no major gaffes to, you know, really hurt them out.
248-539-9797. David, I'll let you answer before I give you mine.
I think it's the bullpen.
Yeah.
I really do think it's the bullpen. I mean, I know we expected the starting pitching to look the way it's going. Scooble looks amazing. I mean, coming off a day where he had some good things, and then in the middle of his start, he kind of – it's rough when you're changing your days off.
And I was about to say,
yeah,
they extended his days off so that he could pitch opening day and opening day.
Right.
On the road and at home.
Those canceled games really messed that schedule up.
Right, because Maeda was supposed to pitch the home opener. And thankfully for the fans, we got to see Scooble.
Right.
But I love what the bullpen is doing, and I love how AJ is using them, because we saw what happened in this game. They really were kind of struggling there in the ninth, and he pulled his guy and brings in Lang to get the job done. I like that. I enjoy seeing that.
And Lang, after his start, his first performance in Chicago, he walked 3 guys. He's looked really good the last 2. Foley's been great. Chafin, you know, walked a couple of guys, which is bad. But, yeah, they've been amazing, really.
For me, and I realize it's a small sample size, but you know what? I'm going to enjoy the positive, because normally by this time, right, they're already on the south end of 500. I was one of those people, Stoney, who said you probably should go out and get Matt Chapman. Bring him in to play third base. Mm-hmm. To me, biggest surprise is Gio Urshela coming in here, getting a game-winning hit today.
Yes.
Like, he is going out there, and he's making the Tigers look like they made a good decision bringing him in here.
Yeah, and, you know, he's not doing it with, like, power or anything like that. He's just a good hitter.
Yeah, 6 hits, 13 at-bats. Granted, it's not going to last forever.
Correct.
But I'm watching him, and, you know, you're like, man, you know, you kind of went cheap. You couldn't go out and get – he looks like it just may be his position. Now, they're kind of doing the Frankenstein thing.
Right.
But I got a feeling he's trying to put it to bed and say, no, this is going to be my spot. The other one, you know what? I'm not going to spoil the other thing, because there's a caller who wants to talk about that.
Okay.
So I won't spoil it for the caller. But I look at this team, and yeah, the bullpen, they're finding ways to win. And yeah, the offense struggled early. They weren't scoring a ton of runs, but they found ways to win. They were scrappy. They got it done. This city embraces grit.
Yes.
They found way. They go to extra innings if you have to, and then that's when they just score a ton of runs. They're young. You've seen this before. Sometimes it's better to be young and stupid because you don't know that you're supposed to be bad. Yeah. And then you start believing in yourself, and the next thing you know, you're sitting there and you're on a run. And the way this team is playing, this is fun. This is what baseball is supposed to be here.
It's funny. You mentioned, you know, the winning the close games and how important that is. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, every game this season has either been tied or they've been in one run into the ninth inning of every game.
Yeah.
And look, they're not going to win them all like that. Obviously, they lost, you know, the second game yesterday. It was a similar situation.
Which was surprising because the Mets had ran out of pitchers.
So yes.
I thought that this was going to be a game that they were going to score like 10 runs and win 10-1. I'm like, didn't see that coming.
Right. And, you know, Alonso made a great, you know, hit on the home run on a really good pitch by Fajardo. But, yeah, the fact that you can win games like this, yes, the teams aren't great that they're playing. It doesn't make a difference. Because everybody, it's not like football where one of your opponents is going to have an easier schedule. No, everybody plays everybody the same amount of times.
So take advantage, win the games,
yes.
Beat the bad teams. Mm-hmm. Make sure the bad teams know that they're bad teams when they play you. You don't become the get-right series. This becomes a series where you get better. 248-539-9797. Tiger fans driving home or you're listening on the radio, biggest surprise, 7 games into the season, you didn't see this coming. Whether it's a player, whether it's position group, managing, whatever it is, I want to know what it is. 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls. We'll get your ticket texts next. 97.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Opening day victory here in Detroit. Simple question to you Tigers fans driving home, or if you're listening on the radio. It's been the biggest surprise. 7 games in, what is that thing that really has you saying, you know what, I did not see this coming? And you can appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Because I told you mine. It was Gio Urshela.
Mine's the bullpen and also the fact that they've pretty much played very clean baseball for the most part.
And also the fact that, you know what, you've taken advantage of playing bad teams and you've won those games. I don't care if they were one-run games. I don't care if they were extra-inning games. I know a lot of people were hitting the panic button like, the offense is, you're winning games, man.
Right.
You're winning. And in baseball, there's going to be times where you're going to be having softball city. But right now, you know what winners do? Winners know how to win one-run games. For such a young team like this, it's imperative that you learn, even against the air-quote bad teams, how to win. And today showed me how to win. You had the lead. You lost the lead. It was tied up. I mean, it was tied up. And then you found a way in the bottom of the eighth to win the game. Wasn't a home run, but it was just timely hits. You got the run across the plate. Bullpen comes in, shuts him down. Now, you said bullpen. David, you said bullpen. I want to know what you're thinking out there. 248-539-9797. Dave, a couple ticket texts, and then we hit the phone line.
Yeah, Ryan in Arizona says, go Tigers. Then he says, to me, the biggest surprise is the bullpen, Miller and Foley in particular. Another person says, the bullpen, the bullpen, the bullpen. They're playing really well, Scott and Carlton. Someone else other than the bullpen is saying, Kevin and Linden says, the Tigers are giving average of 2 runs per game. If they can keep it up, we will win a lot of games. So he's saying starting pitching is what he's saying.
Kenny, didn't get a chance to ask you before you get that phone line. What's your biggest surprise?
Not to be redundant, but the bullpen.
All right. Good talk, Kenny.
And you know what? We should be embracing it right now because even really good teams, bullpens as a group, go through a part of the season where they can't get anybody out. So this is going to – it's going to happen. So – you know,
it does come with a concern, though, because if we're just riding this bullpen like this the entire year, somebody's going to burn out. The arms are going to burn out. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Like I said, I like Yoshella because I wasn't a big fan of the Frankenstein third base. I'm still not.
No, I know.
And I'm hoping that he just like I wanted Chapman here. I'm like, OK, just get a third baseman. But man, he's gotten you hits. The game winning hit today, 6 hits, 13 at bats. It's not going to last forever, but I like the fact that in this short time period where they're having a tough time scoring runs, he's finding ways to get on base. That's what I need.
Let me read you this because Kenny kind of brought this up, and a ticket texter is saying that. My worry, though, is that if Hinch has to manage every game like it's a playoff game, then we're going to burn out by August. So that's the other side of what the bullpen's doing right now.
See, I don't think so because I think this is one of those things where iron sharpens iron. And it makes you better so that the resolve is there when you got that series in September or August that you have to win. The moment won't be too big for them because they've had the moment over and over and over again.
And if the starting pitching stays pretty good, you may be able to get 7 instead of 6 out of some of these guys, which means less use in the bullpen. Like if Skubal didn't give up the 2 home runs and lose a little bit of control, he would have pitched 7 or 8 innings today, probably. And don't forget, it's earlier in the season where your starters aren't pitching as much as they will later in the year as well.
I'm with you. 248-539-9797. Tom, you're going to lead off for us today. You're on 97.1.
Well, hey, Rico, you know what? I like your suggestion or who you suggested. I couldn't pronounce his name, the third baseman.
Urshela.
Urshela.
Great. Urshela. Thank you for saying that. The bullpen has been outstanding. What concerns me is we have not faced a strong pitching staff and we're struggling to score runs. But I would have liked to see them get another bat. But I like the bullpen's been outstanding. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. But if we could get leads where we have a 5-run lead and we don't have to put, you know, our back end of our bullpen in, that would save arms as well. So, but hey, I'll take 6-1. Never would have guessed that. And I do like Kelly at catcher too. He's been a nice surprise as well.
Yeah, he hits the ball hard. He's a good catcher. And you know, Rogers will get his stuff together soon.
I hope so. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. 248-539-9797. Who's your big surprise? Whether it's a position group, these guys have said the bullpen. Whether it's starting pitching, whether it's a position player. What's been the biggest surprise? Maybe it's A.J. Hinch and his managing style. You're 6-1. I don't know the last time I've been able to say that. Tigers are 6-1 to start the season.
I think since 2019, maybe, something like that.
I wasn't here. Yeah. So, okay. First time I got to be here to say that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Carl, you're on 97.1.
Rico, Mike, good talking to you.
Hey, man.
Same to you.
I love the show. Listen every day.
Thanks.
A quick question, and then I'll give you my big surprise so far this year. My first short question is, Stoney, aren't you retired?
I'm semi-retired.
Seems like you're working all the time. I hear you more often now than I ever have.
Well, I'm not working every day like I used to. I'm just a couple once a week, twice a week, whatever.
And, Carl, you can't keep a good man down.
That's right. I mean, you can't have me lingering when with nothing to do.
Wait a minute. I hear you lingering almost all the time.
I don't believe everything you hear, but yeah, I linger a lot.
So who you got,
I apologize,
Carl?
Harvey Bias, or he's getting ready to become Javi again, I think. He's playing his butt off. Trying to work his way up from eighth.
You know what, Carl? It's funny that you said hold it, Stoney, because that was the other one that I had, but I saw you were going to say that. So I didn't want to spoil it for you, Carl. The bar is so low.
Rico.
No worries. No worries. Appreciate the call. The bar is so low on Baez that he's actually, that we're not talking about him is a good thing. That we're not angry because he's out there striking out ridiculously is a good thing. That he's gotten a couple of hits and he's scored some runs.
And he's played very good defense.
Yes.
But let's not get crazy here. While he does have some hits, his OPS is still around 340.
Hey, you know what?
Stoney, but he's not striking out.
Hey, Stoney, you've had kids. He made you a nice photo. Mm-hmm. Just take it and put it up on the refrigerator, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. It's not going in the Louvre.
No.
But it'll go on the refrigerator.
Going in the loo, as they say in England.
Right. And so let's just, he hasn't embarrassed himself.
Correct.
The bar is low.
I know.
But that's one of the other things, because I honestly thought, why are you even playing this guy?
I was interested today, because I was in the press box, and then I said, Rieger, open the window a little bit because I want to hear the crowd reaction to the introductions of the players. And in particular, I wanted to hear how the fans would react to Javi. And it was mostly cheers, but you could hear a few boos in there.
Stoney, I think everybody is kind of like me where you got your arms folded and you're just like, okay, what do you got?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I want to like you. I want to support you.
Right.
But you give me no reason.
Right. He doesn't dog it or anything
he
like
doesn't.
That. I mean, he has.
You just don't produce.
Right.
And yes, unfortunately, you get paid a lot of money, so people expect you to produce, and you haven't. You don't do anything, but the fact that he's gone out there, scored some runs, gotten some hits.
He's gotten some, his hits far and few between have been, exactly.
Timely hits. It's like, that's what you want to see a veteran do. Mm-hmm. In a big moment, step up and be a man and hit the ball.
Yes.
248-539-9797. What's been your biggest surprise? Who's the person? Who's the position group? What is it that the Tigers are sitting here? They just won 5-4 opening day. If you're
By the
driving
way,
back
just
home,
curious.
Yeah.
What do you think of Craig Monroe's jacket? Would you ever wear one of those?
Man, come on. Please.
Bright orange, if you haven't seen it, with the D, and it's like
sequin on it.
I like Simo. He's a great guy, but man, I ain't wearing that.
What was it? Rodney Dangerfield? It looks good on you.
Yes, exactly. Hey, it looks good on you.
Right. No. Yeah. If anybody were to buy me that, that's a hard no, man. No, I like some flashy things. Mm-hmm. You can only get away with that if you're Craig Monroe.
I know.
That's him. That's his style. God bless him. That would be a hard no for me. 248-539-9797. Position group, player, what is it surprising you? You're driving back home from this opening day win, or you were listening here on 97.1.
And are you feeling good? Are you feeling good about your Tigers are 6-1.
Because you know why? We got April and the D going on. Because we're not done. Stoney's not done.
That's
he's
right.
leaving here, and he's going to watch the Wings.
That's right. Big game tonight. Big game tonight.
We'll get your phone calls, your ticket text next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tigers, 5-4 winners today, opening day. Let's hope that the Wings can keep this thing going, make this a real April in the D. Got the draft coming up later on in the month, so this is fun.
And the Pistons season will be over soon.
Yes, way to find a positive. Way to find a positive.
It's a beautiful April.
Yes.
You know what, Rico? Let me ask Stoney a question. I don't know where you were downtown on Comerica Park, where it is, but did you have any issues with things being shut down because they're preparing for the draft?
Not today. Yesterday I did. I went down to go try to get my credential early, and I came in a different way, and all of a sudden this street was blocked, and this street was blocked. They're getting ready for it. But I drove down this morning at around, 8:45, 9 o'clock, and the lodge to Grand River across the fish, it was fine. I expected a lot of opening day traffic, and it really wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about today. No. Yeah,
I think that after opening day, David, now they're going to start shutting that stuff down.
But yeah, starting Monday, so, I saw there's a lot more streets.
Yeah, because it was going to be a headache. But yeah, just playing early. Oh, and by the way, Friday staple, who said it? We're going to do it today. It's going to be a little bit later on in the show. But Roberto will have Who Said It. Stoney's going to sit in. See if he can get the guesses. But right now, we want to know your biggest surprises or biggest surprise for this season for the Tigers, who are sitting there at 6-1. They're in first place in their division. They're doing everything that I asked them to do, go out and beat the bad teams. I said, hey, 7-4 in the first 11 games. Right now, they're at 6-1. Talking to David pre-show, he was like, well, can you, change the expectations? You absolutely can change expectations, David. But I'm not going to move the bar. If they still finish 7-4 but lose a couple of games in a row, that's baseball. That happens.
Right.
And the Pirates aren't slouches. We thought it was going to be like, they're going to be like Oakland, just a team. Because I figured Oakland's going to come in and show their belly. They don't have a home. They're playing in a minor league ballpark.
They're probably better off being on the road right now.
They're like, well, so wait, so did you guys get fans in the stands all the time? People are allowed to come and watch you play.
It is amazing just looking at that lineup for the A's, and their DH didn't even play last year.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing. They don't even care.
No, they don't. They're going to Sacramento to play at a minor league ballpark. But I give them credit. They came and they played the guys they had.
And as much as we sit there and say, they're beating up on an awful team, these guys are Major League Baseball players. Now, some of them, if they were in different organizations, would be in AAA, but they're still pretty damn good.
Yeah, they are. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the phone calls. Truman, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Rico?
Hey, man.
Sony.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about the Tigers win for sure. 6-1 feels like a lifetime ago they've done that. But what I was saying earlier when I was getting screened was, Gio Urshela to me is like the star signing. I don't want to say star because that kind of sounds like he's not a star, but I feel like he's been like our star third baseman so far, and I feel like he should be our starter at that position going forward. Just because how well he is with the timely hits, especially today. I mean, we gave up the 3-run lead and then gave up the 1-run lead. And then he in the bottom of the eighth hits the nice double into the gap.
Yeah, don't forget he's still coming off that injury and things like that. So I wouldn't expect him to play every game. So they're going to be careful with him.
Oh, yeah, they'll definitely be careful with him. But, if he can stay healthy and get, fully healthy, I don't see why he couldn't be our everyday third baseman or mostly everyday. I like you guys said, you call it a Frankenstein, and it really is.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I'm hoping that he just takes a job over. Appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, I mean, he's got the timely hits, including he's got 6 hits so far, including the game-winning hit today. Tigers win 5-4. It just feels weird because normally – man, April is just, you're feeling desperate. Like, guys, can we get to 500? At this point, win as many games as you can over the next two series.
Yeah.
Three series that you have. Because now looking at the Minnesota series, that's another winnable series. Okay. Now you start padding this thing. You get to, because to me, Stoney, the end of April, because I'm not doing the whole Sparky 40 games thing.
Right.
How we are going into May 1st is going to let me know what I need to think about this team.
Pretty much.
The Good. Further north you are from 500, the better I'm going to feel about
because
this
team. Because
they're
going to start to play some better teams in the right. divisions.
Which is why I'm okay that they are having to scratch out runs yeah. right now. That they got to lean on the bullpen. That they got to lean on starting pitching. Because I do think eventually the bats will heat up.
Yes.
But you're finding ways to get it done so that when you play the Yankees, when you play the tougher teams, you know how to win.
Yes.
And right now, like it or not, folks, this team is learning how to win. The scrappy games, the extra inning games, that's a good thing. I know it's a frustrating thing, but trust me, come June and July and August, you're going to appreciate the fact that they went through this struggle now. And not the greatest of weather, but they got it done. 248-539-9797. David, a couple ticket texts before we go back to the phone call.
My biggest surprise is that the Tigers aren't 7-0. G-Man from Macomb. I mean, they were in that second of the yeah, the second game last night
yes.
until the ninth inning.
Yeah, Fieto had a really good pitch that Alonso golfed out. It was a pitch was out of the strike zone.
He's just amazing. Yeah. He's just that kind of type of player.
Right, he's a great power hitter.
He's great. Surprised how young and fast this team is. Speed in the arms, speed on the base path. Athleticism is being seen in all aspects of the game. That is a surprise. Mark Canna has been a pretty solid bat so far, and that is my surprise.
Yeah, I was surprised that he's been playing a little bit of DH, too. And you know, he had the home run tonight, this afternoon, which is, I believe, his second of the season. And he's one of those guys, you know, his batting average, if you care about that, is .238. But his OBP is .429, which exactly is why they got him. They said he can work the counts, get on base. So, you know, he's got an OPS of 1.000 right now. And that, you know, look, it's early to even get into the numbers thing. By the way, I do want to give a shout out somebody who had a great performance today, Panay Sewell. The first pitch was not embarrassing, it was perfect actually.
Yeah, I was looking for some golf chance though.
Yes. Oh, please.
Don't.
And some of Rico's boys, I just saw a video of Debo and Warner throughout the simultaneously the first pitches at for the Giants game. And they weren't as good as Sewell. But those guys won the game when it had to be made. Had to be won, I should say.
But it did bounce off of Vildor's face mask. 248-539-9797. Nate, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Nate. Hey, so I'm going to echo you guys in just the bullpen. How tremendous they're playing, but really, really what I wanted to weigh in on or get your guys' opinion was when I found out Chafin was coming back, I was just super excited. And I don't know, I could feel his disappointment when he got yanked in the ninth today. He wasn't happy, but I don't know. I've always had a really soft spot in my heart for him. I think he's a great pitcher. I don't know. Would he be better as a starter?
No. He's perfect as he is. A lefty facing a lot of lefties. And I wouldn't use the word great. He does look like Todd Jones' younger brother. But he well, you know, look, he walked two guys.
Right. I mean,
well,
I'm sure he wanted to finish the game out, but yeah, be angry at yourself.
I know. You could see it on his face. He walked into the dugout. I mean, he was just ticked.
By the way, speaking of ticked, thanks for the call, Nate. Did you see Scooble?
Yeah.
In that dugout, how pissed he was at himself.
Yeah.
I mean, you like that fire. You got to love that fire.
You do. Just, you know, pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything stupid and injure yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, whoa. Just be back for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
We got Who Said It coming up in the next hour. Michael Stone in for Mike Valeni. Stoney, you brought up an interesting question. I kind of want to touch upon it in the next hour. Opening day was today.
Yes.
What's a bigger day here in Detroit? Opening day or the Thanksgiving Day game? I want to explore that when we come back. 248-539-9797. Opening day or Thanksgiving Day? We'll get to that and who said it next. 97.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We sometimes wonder. 5 o'clock, 97.1. Tigers win the game. 5-4 opening day down in Detroit. And opening day is a big ceremony for a lot of Detroit fans.
It's a holiday.
It is. They get down there early. You see the local news stations all down there, tailgating going on. You take off school. You take off work. I mean, especially on a day like today, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weekend started last night. Let's just be real.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, you brought up an interesting thing before the show as we were watching the game. I guess for Detroiters, which game is bigger? Is it the opening day and all the hoopla that goes with it, or is it the Thanksgiving Day game, always going to be played at Ford Field, national television, spotlight is on Detroit? I mean, it's like, let's face it, before the Lions got big,
right,
this was your primetime game.
Exactly.
That you were guaranteed every year.
Look, growing up in Philly, my whole thing with the Detroit Lions was, well, I know I get to see them on Thanksgiving.
Right.
That was about it because they were mediocre back then. Since moving here, I really get to appreciate the Thanksgiving game, and I've obviously got to appreciate opening day. But if I had to pick one, and you mentioned one of the reasons why, I would pick the Thanksgiving Day game because it's a showcase for the nation. Good or, in a lot of cases, it's been bad. And it was even bad this year because
yeah.
The Packers came in and kicked their butt early. But it's a time for us, you know, we get the pregame hype and all that stuff. You know, I think it's good. It's such a family day. Thanksgiving, it's great. And I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't want to, you know, ruin my Thanksgiving with a football game. No. It's great. Today, opening day, the positive for that is, which I ran into people who were doing this, I never did this, who would go down there all day and not even go to the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neighbor, I got a neighbor of mine. He basically got a hotel room.
Right.
And he and his wife are staying downtown and just hanging out. And they're not going to the game.
And it also is, you know, they always say spring training is, but it's kind of supposed to be like the first day of spring, basically, you know, because the baseball season's about to start. And unfortunately, we never get good. What was the last time it was like 68 degrees and sunny?
I was down there. It was a year the bus threw out the first pitch.
Oh, okay.
It was really nice that day. It was like, wow. In the 60s, like, why can't every game be this good? But, yeah. 248-539-9797.
Now, what about for you? You grew up here, okay?
I grew up here. I've gone to both. I've gone to Thanksgiving Day games. I've gone to opening day. I'm going to say Thanksgiving Day for different reasons. One, I don't like being outside in the cold. And most of your games for opening day, you got to bundle up. And after the tailgating and hanging out, now you got to go sit in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And if the sun is not out, it gets very cold at Tiger Stadium or Comerica Park.
Right.
Because I've been to opening day at both. The other thing is, it is that national spotlight game. It's the day that America gets a sneak peek of what Detroit is all about. Opening day in baseball is a Detroit thing. But the Thanksgiving Day, it's a national thing.
Correct. Because there are a few cities, St. Louis, Cincinnati, you know, where opening day is a huge deal besides the actual stadium. Not too many. Look, the Yankees sold out their home opener day, but, you know, in downtown New York, people weren't talking about opening day. It's just the way it is. A lot of the cities are the same thing. Growing up in Philly, opening day was just, it's the first game of the season. It's cool. Yeah. But it wasn't like people didn't take off work unless you had tickets. It wasn't a huge deal.
So those driving back, 248-539-9797, opening day or Thanksgiving Day, which game is more important? Which game is bigger? If you could only choose one, which would it be? David, what you got?
It's definitely Thanksgiving Day. That game is amazing. You get the parade. You can enjoy that. And then you go right a few blocks over and you enjoy that game. I'm just maybe a little jaded when it comes to opening day, working here and doing some of the things I've had to do.
Right.
I'm over it. I've been over it for a long time. It's a wonderful day. It is.
When was the last time you went as a fan, so to speak?
Oh, man, probably since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Because opening day kind of has the feel of baseball St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It's what and it I've, feels
yes,
like.
Yes, oh, yes.
If you're working in bars and things like that, yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world.
If you know, so you know. Speak. Yeah, it's baseball St. Patrick's Day to me. But I understand it's sold out. People go down there, they take off work, they get very excited about it. Thanksgiving Day, as David said, you get the parade, you can make a whole thing about it, you go over to the game, and you still get back home in time for dinner. Now, you just hope that the Lions win and dinner is a little better.
Right.
Like, for me, I can say, because a lot of people always say, well, weren't you a Lions fan? You grew up here. You know what spoiled it for me was the Thanksgiving Day game. It was the overtime game against Chicago Bears.
David Williams. Yeah, I get it. I remember watching that game.
And Stoney, young Rico lost his innocence that day.
Wow.
That was the first day the sports became real, and I'm like, but that's not fair.
Not that innocence, right?
No, it's no. No, it's I was very young. Okay. I think I was 10 or 11, Stoney.
Yeah. White meat or dark meat? That's it.
Two, four, eight, five, three, nine. 9797. Yeah, what I'm trying to say,
I know.
As a kid, you're like, well, the Lions get the ball, right? No. Game's over.
Game's over.
What do you mean it's over?
It's over. For a touchdown.
They lost. Yeah, I was so angry. I think that may have been the maddest I've ever been as a sports fan.
See, the greatest thing about Thanksgiving, when I was a kid, our big high school games were always on Thanksgiving, so which is completely different than it is here because the playoffs, we didn't really have state playoffs. So I'd go to a high school game and then get home and watch the second half of the Lions game. But the key to Thanksgiving then and now is make sure you're home for the second game so you can eat and root against the Cowboys.
True.
Because that's a tradition like none other for me is just rooting against Dallas.
Oh, yeah, you're from Philly. Yeah, yep, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You and Mike together, stand together on that.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Kenny, what about you, man? What you got? Opening day or Thanksgiving Day?
I probably would normally say opening day because it's more of a party. It's a good vibe to be out in the tailgates and all that stuff. Everybody's downtown. But I, as a fan, have not actually been able to go because I work here. We're not able to go enjoy the festivities right. The way we would be otherwise.
What about clean-shaven street team, Kenny?
Yeah, that was a work day. That was a very long and painful work day for anybody who knows that scene. But Thanksgiving is national. It's everybody gets to see it. Everybody gets to enjoy it. And it makes us look bad on a national scale quite often.
Yes.
But it is our national little thing that the Lions have. So I guess I have to say Thanksgiving.
But yeah, if we didn't have Thanksgiving Day, how would you know that Jim Schwartz didn't know the rules when he threw down the red flag?
That's right. Against the Houston Texans.
As the referee is trying to say, hey, don't throw the flag and we can review this. No! Flag is down. Okay. You sure about that, Jim? All right. I'll have to do what I got to do. And yeah, you're going to lose this game. 248-539-9797. Opening day was today. Tigers win 5-4. You're driving back or you watch the game or you listen to it right here on 97.1. What's a bigger game? Is it opening day? Is that the treat it like a holiday, or is it Thanksgiving Day for the Lions? Even when the Lions were bad, they were guaranteed one primetime game, and it was Thanksgiving Day. You knew at 12:30, whether it was on Fox 2 or on Channel 62, Detroit was going to be playing, whether it was an NFC or AFC team, you were going to see the Lions play. The nation was going to see the Lions play. So I ask you the question, which game is bigger of the two? Opening day, Lions playoff. I mean, Lions playoff. Lions Thanksgiving Day game. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1. Oh, and by the way, who said it? Coming up later this hour. Opening day or Thanksgiving Day? It's the bigger game right here in the city of Detroit, because opening day was today, and Stoney, it did not disappoint. There were people down there. You went down there.
Yes, absolutely.
It was a packed house. And on the side note, you said that it was a little easier than you thought due to construction.
Correct.
Because the draft is going to be down there, and it's going to be – well, that's a whole other subject, a whole other topic for a whole other day.
Yes.
But opening day or Thanksgiving Day game, which is bigger here in the city of Detroit? 248-539-9797. Dave, a couple ticket texts before we jump into the phone lines.
Josh says opening day and is not even close. Another texter says Thanksgiving Day for the Lions is a better experience than opening day for the Tigers. Someone else says opening day is a Detroit holiday. Thanksgiving is a national event. I'll take the Detroit holiday. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's opening day for me because I live about an hour and a half away from Detroit. So Thanksgiving to go down and get back to eat dinner. Who's cooking dinner? It just doesn't work for me. That's a personal experience. That's why opening day for him, it makes sense. Okay. Lived in Cincinnati for 7 years. Their Finley Marker opening day parade is bigger than anything any other city does on opening day.
Yeah, they used to be the official opening day game.
There'll be one game, and that was it in Cincinnati. And then now then ESPN took over, and they started doing Sunday night games. And remember,
Shohei Ohtani not talking because he may have gambled or somebody did.
Yeah, it used to be that it was the first Monday in April, basically, and it was Cincinnati.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So then why can't we do a parade? Because we do Thanksgiving, we just don't want to do another one?
We don't need a parade.
Who needs a parade? David, there's enough people feeling good.
Yes. I don't need a parade.
It's the unofficial parade of parking 2 miles away and walking to Comerica Park. There's your parade.
By the way, I have another game dilemma about today, this evening that I'm going to ask a little later in the program as well.
All right. 248-539-9797. Scott, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing? This was my 56th opening day, and I missed 30 Thanksgiving games. So I honestly love baseball so much because opening day is the start of spring. It's when birds come out. It's the deal when people come out and everyone's the same. Sure, we're 6-1, but the season just started. Opening day is the season. We forget about what happened last year. We forget about what happened last week. It's a new season, and let's go Tigers.
Hey, Scott, if opening day's for the birds, isn't Thanksgiving for the turkeys?
yeah, but the difference between Thanksgiving is when the Lions are 4-8 or, you know, whatever, in it or not in it, it doesn't have the same meaning. Even though you go to a game, it's fun and everything like that. And wearing the turkey hat and all that is fun. And it's fun to go down there. But it's a different feeling when you go to a Tiger game, smelling the hot dogs for the first time, walking across, seeing the ushers, you know, just talking to old friends, you know. And just that's my thing about the Tigers.
I appreciate the phone call, Scott. I don't even want to know where you guys got that from. Who is that?
He's got his own drum. I don't know, but if I make fun of another old person, I think I'm going straight to hell.
I'll open the door for you, David.
David, just realize that somebody's probably saying the same thing about your mother.
Whoa!
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Be nice. Be nice. 248-539-9797. Oh, bigger game here in the city of Detroit. Is it opening day or is it the Lions Thanksgiving Day game? Lions, and we had a caller who dropped off, but the Lions Thanksgiving Day game is a national game. Mm-hmm. It is the game that once a year America gets to watch and see what is this team about. Now, last year, team was good, and I think for a lot of people, they're like, okay, let's see how good this team is.
Everybody thought they were going to come in because they've had the tough game with Chicago 3 days earlier. They were able to escape it. So now Green Bay's coming in, and they're just going to kick their butt, and boom, first play of the game, Jordan Love, the long pass, and Lions never recovered.
And here's what you got to remember, too. The games, though it wasn't their only primetime game, I think it was their first that was just on free TV.
No, they had the opener.
Yeah, but the rest of the nation, I think it was on Peacock.
No, the opener was NBC. NBC.
I thought it was just here. It was NBC.
No, the opener was NBC. I think you're thinking of when they were in Green Bay earlier in the season. That was, I think, an Amazon game.
Okay.
I think.
Correct. That was an Amazon Thursday.
I thought the opener was Peacock, unless you lived here in Detroit, and then it was on NBC. So it was both?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's just one of those that everybody, your grandmother for the first time, she's going to watch it. People who don't watch football will watch the Lions play that game. But I think the caller put it best, the ticket texter, this is a Detroit holiday. This is a Detroit thing because every year, opening day, because whether it rains, snows, because let's face it, 9 out of 10 times it's going to be horrible weather. People are still going to show up.
Yeah.
People are still going down there. People are going to hang out. They're going to tailgate. They're going to bring umbrellas. They're going to do whatever they need to do to have fun. Yeah, to me, it's just something about that Lions Thanksgiving Day game. If I had to choose between the two, I would take that one. David, any more ticket text? Oh, and by the way, who said it will be coming up a little bit later on.
Thanksgiving is a family event, which is okay, but opening day is more just an adult party. I'll take the adult party
every day. Great point, you know, because what? I noticed that today there were – I mean, granted, a lot of kids, there is something called school. I don't think spring break's going on now. But the difference in the demographics of the age of the attendance, yes, it was a complete adult situation.
You know what? I want to change my answer based off of that. I'm going to go to the opening day because I've often said the best holiday, because I'll always ask my class, what's the best holiday?
Thanksgiving.
People say Thanksgiving, they'll say Christmas. That's not the best holiday. You know what the best holiday is? It's the 4th of July. Wanna know why? Because you actually spend time with people you want to spend time with. You're not obligated to spend time with family. You're not obligated to spend on the 4th of July. You pick the company you want to be with, whether you're at a barbecue, whether you're on a boat, whether you're on a picnic. If you got some cool family, you choose to do that. But for the 4th of July, you don't have to be with your family. It's not a big get-together. There's no expectations. There's no gifts you got to buy. No dinners you got to cook.
That's true, because you never hear of any like family squabbles over 4th of July.
No.
It's always over Christmas. Well, do I go to my in-laws first? Do I do this? Who's making this? And for Thanksgiving, the same thing. Yeah, that's a great point.
The 4th of July. So if that's the case, then I am going to go with this because, Thanksgiving Day, you're going down with your family, but this is, you choose the people who you want to hang out with on opening day.
Well, somebody made the great analogy of St. Patrick's Day, which for the good and the bad. St. Patrick's Day, you don't...
It's baseball St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's an excuse to get drunk. Let's just be real about it. We're adults.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, the worst for me ever working-wise was doing this shift, but with the other on the old station, remotes from bars... It was St. Patrick's Day while the first day of the tournament was going on. So the bars are packed anyway. People are paying attention. They're screaming at the games. You know, Wojo's not there because he's covering something, allegedly.
So he's pulling that stunt even back then.
Oh, of course, yeah. And, you know, I was...
I've never seen a man make a living off of doing this.
Well, it's the Detroit News. He's so loyal to his Detroit News.
Yeah. But, I look at... The funniest thing for opening day, and maybe it's just kind of sick and twisted on my part, but the person who goes out there drinks way too much in the morning and never makes it in the game.
with
tickets in hand.
Oh, I know.
And you can, like, man, you've been probably planning this for months.
Well, that's a whole different topic where people will go to games or concerts where they get so effed up they spend money on something they didn't even get to see.
I mean, at that point, you just want to get the tape measure to see how close you actually made it to walking through the door. So close.
I know. I love those cutaway shots of people at game sporting events and they're asleep and they have good seats. It's a big game. And why?
They've been partying so hard that they are passed out.
Oh, my.
That's like I said, I always find that funny. Patrick, my man, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Good.
I met a guy. I went to I've been to a few season openers, and I met a guy one time a few years ago from Texas. He was doing a bucket list, doing home openers for all the baseball teams. He went to Texas. He went to Houston's. He went to both New York games before this. He went to Chicago, and he said that Detroit, he goes, you guys are nuts. You guys got it hands down. We're talking the biggest cities in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's only I'm telling you, it's only Cincinnati, maybe St. Louis, and us.
Yeah.
I've also been to Thanksgiving Day games, but I'm telling you, home openers for the Tigers, hands down.
All right. Appreciate the phone call,
Patrick. We like the drink.
Yeah. So, you guys are swaying me. I thought it was Thanksgiving Day, but look, I'm not a big drinker, but the fact that you see a lot of people out there having a good time, and let's face it, most people are being responsible. We're making fun of the minority because we can. And we're on radio, and it's an entertainment business. But most people are responsible. They go down there, they put on their Tiger gear, and they're loyal. Because, man, at least inside of Ford Field or back in the day of the Silverdome, it was a controlled environment. You could take your coat off, like. These are diehard people, and yeah, the crowd stayed the entire game. It's not like, oh, okay, we're just going to leave after about the third or fourth inning. They stay the whole time, so I'll give them credit. So I'm starting to think it's more of an opening day type of thing. Who said it? Friday staple next, 97.1. All right, we do this every Friday. Whether the Tigers have opening day or not, Roberto takes a listen to all the shows that are played throughout this station and comes up with the best of the best, and we have to guess who said it.
All right, gentlemen, we have a special edition of Who Said It today.
Oh, wow.
This I'm calling the Mark Ryan edition of Who Said It. As you all know, Mark Ryan is our new on-air personality here at the station.
Okay.
And in this game, out of the five Who Said It's that we usually do, two, even three, could be Mark Ryan at any given time in this game.
Okay.
And even to make it more difficult, I will read all the clues in the voice of Mark Ryan.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You act like we know the voice of Mark Ryan.
I've met him twice. Right. Said hello to him.
He just got here. You can smell the Similac on his breath. He just got here.
That like a Mark Ryan impersonator? Is that why he came here? Hey, there's this guy in Detroit who can imitate me because he listened to me in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm going to go work there.
Down in Greenbow, Alabama.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's play the game. Here we go. I use the drippings of bacon. Save those because they can be used in many different ways. And that's what I would use to rub the ribs with. I'm starting to drool a little bit.
You know he's going to just put you on full blast, right? And if he doesn't.
I thought that was complimentary. I don't.
It really wasn't.
Okay. Can you say that again?
Oh, I don't know if you do it again. I use the drippings of bacon. Save those because they can be used in many different ways. And that's what I will use to rub the ribs with. I'm starting to drool a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Jansen is Mr. Ribs and Bacon. But this Mark Ryan guy, I'll say Jansen.
Yeah, I think Roberto sounds ridiculous. It's Mark Ryan impersonating John Jansen. But that just says Jansen all over it.
I'm going to say Mark Ryan because it's real easy when Roberto narrowed it down to two or three of them are going to be him. So I'm going to say Mark.
But Roberto's also lazy. So he's trying to say Mark Ryan for last.
So here's the thing. I think if John Jansen could marry Bacon, he would marry Bacon. He loves bacon. No, he didn't marry Bacon. Okay. I'm going to go with John Jansen, though. This is easy.
All right. Who said it?
Okay, John.
I thought you wanted to hear what he said. He's drooling.
Oh.
You amuse yourself with these, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I sit in there and laugh my head off. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to number two. Yeah. Mess around in Livonia.
Okay, are you really going to do all of these like this?
Yes. Yeah. Mess around in Livonia and see what happens.
Well, there's two people I know who spent time in Livonia, and that would be Costa and Rieger had spent some time there. So I'll just say Rieger.
Yeah, I know Costa is from that area, so I'll say Costa.
Yeah. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mark wouldn't know Livonia, so it can't be him. He doesn't even know that. So I'm going to go with Costa.
Yeah, I'm going with Costa.
Okay. Who said it?
Was he talking to me?
No.
Whoa!
No. Yeah, I think he was.
I think he was.
Oh, very good one, Roberto.
I don't know, but it sounds like he was making fun of Costa. Like, oh, yeah, mess around in Livonia
there
and see what happens.
No, he wasn't. He was dead serious.
Okay, you know what? He's a good friend who's a Livonia cop.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I shouldn't have read that as Mark Ryan. I should have read that as Dirty Harry, the way he was talking. Make my day in Livonia.
Yeah, it was probably better that way. You know what? I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I know.
Just going to leave it. John,
I think I said enough already.
Probably don't want to go that route. Talking about it. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Next.
One more reason why I don't drive through Livonia.
Oh.
I hate doing it every single time.
Wait, that's not 586, is it?
No.
Might as well be.
I was just about to say.
Livonia, how? What's
the difference? All right. Jeez. All right, number three. My last name in Italian means little grapes.
I got to jank myself.
Oh. When will you be back? Oh, you're saying.
He doesn't do that often, folks. He's got five kids.
Okay. So, I mean, it's either Costa or Valenti. I mean, because Karsh is an Italian. Anderson isn't Italian. Ryan isn't Italian. Rieger is certainly not Italian. And neither is Winowski. So I'm going to go.
Milliken ain't Italian.
No, I'm going to go Costa.
Kenneth?
We always make fun of Costa for not being a real Italian, so I'll go with Costa.
Is that what his last name means in Italian?
I don't know.
Can you just read it in a normal voice?
Okay. My last name in Italian means little grapes.
See, I thought Costa was family. I don't know. Screw it. Give me Jim Costa.
Who said it? That's Mark Ryan.
Yeah, I heard him say this. I was actually, I was right there when he said it.
Ryan?
Well, I think.
Whatever Ryan is in Italian means little grapes.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm so lost right now. Just read the next.
When I go to Santa Barbara, I go to Ryan Country.
Ryan is Italian?
He said it, so I don't know. We got to ask him.
I don't know.
He'll be on with Jeff later.
Okay. All right, here's another one. If Eleni is saying bad things about you, that means you're on his radar, and that's good.
Oh, that's got to be Rieger.
I am tanking myself.
That's got to be Rieger.
Jesus, David.
Calm down. That's got to be Rieger reassuring Mark Ryan that it's okay that Mike might have made fun of him.
I'm just going to go right into it and say it's Mark Ryan.
Talking about himself.
Yeah. As, you know, maybe, yeah. Yeah, he's talking about himself.
What do you think, David?
I'm janking myself.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He's busy right now.
Good to see you back. I didn't see
do
you
not
over
come
there.
In. I didn't see you
over there. Kenny, don't look over there.
Avert my gaze.
The room just got dark.
Oh, jeez. David, all right. Stop that. I think I agree with what Stoney said. That does sound like something Rieger would say. So I'll say Jeff.
All right. Who said it?
That's right. Wojo actually indoctrinated Ryan the world.
Yeah, that was
did Wojo break Ryan's 97-1 virginity?
No, yeah. Rieger did.
No, Rieger did. But... Oh, boy. No wonder he wanted to go back.
I'm surprised he came back the next day. Next shift.
One more, Roberto.
All right, here we go. It shouldn't be a surprise that the Lions didn't make a move for him. That's not the kind of character that Brad Holmes wants on this team.
I gotta jank myself again. This is ridiculous.
David. Self-control,
I know.
Man.
Go home.
Jesus, God. You got a wife.
3 times in one day. Goodness.
I'm gonna take a guess. I have no idea. Yawning. It could be anybody, but I'm gonna take a guess and say Gator.
Well, he said it was gonna be Ryan 2 or 3 times. And so he's only done it once.
It could be.
Yeah, but you're lazy, Roberto, so therefore it probably is.
Rico, don't take this as an insult, but I think you were talking about this at some point. You were talking about the character of the team. You were talking about how there's a certain type of player that Brad Holmes would want to bring in and Dan Campbell would want to bring in. This could have been either you or Mike.
Oh, I'm not taking it personal. I just wasn't listening because he said it was going to be Mark Ryan.
Oh, gotcha.
So I wasn't paying attention. So what did you actually say, Roberto?
You want me to just read it as me?
Read it as you, not Bubba Gump.
It shouldn't be a surprise that the Lions didn't make a move for him. That's not the kind of character guy that Brad Holmes wants on this team.
No, it sounds like something I would say, but character guy. I'm going to say Doug.
Can I tell him? Or just play?
All right. What did he?
Yeah, you know what? Okay, John, we get it.
So that was Mark Ryan.
That was Mark Ryan.
Yes, that was Mark Ryan. Okay. Who you'll be hearing a lot more from around here.
Are they here? Are they down at Hockey Town?
They are down at LCA for the big Wings game tonight.
Oh. I get to see Mark Ryan twice in one day. Look
at you. Oh, he was at the opening day?
Yeah.
Who didn't you see today?
Rieger was showing him around. I saw a lot of people. By the way, speaking of the wing, I have a question about tonight's
game. Has your
quality
of life just shot skyrocketed? Because it just seems like you're living the life right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
And
we
no.
saw him in Vegas. Right. We just saw everywhere.
Like you're living yes the life, no. man.
Yes Bloody no. Mary all over his shirt. He's got it. That's...
Right. I said it gives me more time to go to games, which I really like to do. So we'll see.
Man, I'm not mad at
no,
you.
No, I know.
You live in a life right now. All right. That was who said it, 97-1.
Rico, huge Red Wings game tonight.
Yeah.
As every game the rest of the season is going to be huge because of what's going on in the playoff race. Right now, if I had to bet which team is going to be the wild card representative besides Tampa, I'm going to bet on the Pittsburgh Penguins. They're playing the best hockey of any of the teams right now, and who knows, because it could just like the Wings, all of a sudden it could stop. But tonight they play the New York Rangers, and the pugilist of the New York Rangers, Mr. Rempe, is supposedly not playing tonight. So that could be disappointing to some, and some could be excited that no, the Red Wings are going to take stupid penalties in retaliation. But I have a question, though. And it's about me, and I'm looking forward to this game. The Rangers are really good. It's obviously a big game. But part of me is like sitting there, oh, wait a second. I got to make sure I get home in time to watch the second half of Iowa and UConn, the women. Is there something wrong with that?
No, it's not, Sony. I mean, the stars are in the women's game this year, and they're playing their Final Four in Cleveland, and no. You got Paige Beckers going up against Caitlin Clark. Caitlin, I guess, wanted to go to UConn, and they didn't recruit her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He never showed up, Gina Oriam, and never showed up at a game.
Yeah. So he kind of mocked it and made fun of it at this press conference. So kind of like Jordan grabbing the iPad, you know, and this time it was personal because I kind of feel like that's what it's going to be. But remember, Paige was women's basketball.
Correct.
Before she got hurt 2 years in a row.
Right.
So she's probably going to try to want to get the stage back. So, Stoney, I don't think it's a problem. But as far as your wings thing, according to Vegas, they got the second best odds of making the playoffs.
Who's the first?
Philly. Minus 130, wings minus 115. Your Penguins are fifth at plus 350.
Well, Philly, the Islanders, Washington, or Pittsburgh has to be in because if they're going to win that or be the third team in the Metropolitan Division. I'm talking about as far as the wild cards. So, yeah, I don't know. The way Philly's playing, the Wings might have a better chance, hoping that the Penguins, Capitals, or Islanders pass Philly, and the Wings might have a better chance of passing Philly. But Philly's schedule is not very difficult, although they did lose. It's just a mishmash. Here's the bottom line. Go out like you did the other night in Tampa and win the freaking game. Kenny and I talked, you know, before earlier in the week that they had the three games coming up with what Florida, Tampa, and the Rangers. And we said, what's the, you know, what would we be satisfied with? And we said 3 points. Well, they got 3 points right now, right?
Yep.
So get more. You need
Kenny,
more.
You don't seem confident.
I'm not confident. I'm just stressed out. This whole situation, I thought this would be confident. Fun. I'm just stressed out. I love it. This whole situation is stressing me out.
Because it changes every day because there's so many teams. You don't know who to – like last night, Washington played Pittsburgh. Who are you rooting for?
You can't root for anybody.
No, you hope for injury.
You hope it doesn't go to overtime is what you hope for, and that's it.
That's right. So either team doesn't get
the lesser of
point.
Two evils.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All
right. If that's not a sign of him being nervous about everything that he's not
right.
Then that tells you.
Yes. By the way, I believe, I don't know if it's going to be good to omen. I heard that Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson are going to sound the horn before the goal horn before the game tonight.
Oh, you need Lions.
We need Goff and Campbell.
Right. You need Lions because they're
undefeated. they've had Lions before. Jahmyr Gibbs, I believe, was there once.
They haven't had Goff and Campbell.
That's true.
Lalonde keeps saying he's going to call Campbell. He said he had.
I mean, they chant his name.
Well, they need Campbell. The Lions might. I mean, the Red Wings might need Campbell quickly. Give a little speech in the locker room.
Speaking of wings, let's go down to Little Caesars.
The star there? Of Who Said It is there.
The
I
star
believe.
Of Who Said It.
Whoa, who's that? Is that Mark Ryan?
It's Mark Ryan. Definitely Lord knows it ain't you, Rieger.
Mark Ryan was already in Who Said It?
Yeah, Roberto is a Mark Ryan impersonator.
He impersonated Mark. It was the Mark Ryan edition. As a matter of fact,
you know this is a lie.
As a matter of fact,
go ahead,
here's
Roberto.
Our own version of Mark Ryan, go according ahead, to Roberto.
Go ahead, Roberto.
Like you said last night, Mark, you know, my last name in Italian is Little Grapes.
Which doesn't make me insecure at all. That doesn't make me insecure at all. This is a true story. My last name in Italian means little grapes.
Little grapes?
Highly insecure about this. Very, very insecure. Okay?
Really?
Wouldn't you be insecure if
Ryan
your last name
means
was,
little grapes?
Yeah, Ryan means little grapes okay. in Italian. That's exactly what's going on here.
Who knew?
Wow. Is that the reason that the Atlanta Falcons choked in the Super Bowl? Because Matt Ryan had little
yeah,
grapes?
Yeah, because Matt Ryan has little grapes.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious.
So Mark.
Somebody say something.
Mark, what do you think of your first opening day?
Man, let me tell you, this city is, the vibe here is so massive and it's so intense. And it's so exciting for me because I know you guys have had some down times, right? But to be here as part of the resurgence, as part of the renaissance, man, I can't even describe it. Today was like I was living a dream. Stoney, I saw you. It was like you've been here 50 times. It's old hat for you. For me, man, like this, This was like I woke up. Pinch me, man. I can't even believe this is real. Now we're coming out here to the Red Wings game. Red Wings are going to the playoffs this year. Tigers could go to the playoffs this year. Gentlemen, over under 1.5 Detroit teams 2024 going to the playoffs. Lions, Pistons are already out. We're in a feel-good mood. We're not going to talk about them.
Wait, the Pistons
are out?
Red Wings,
Tigers, Red Wings, Tigers. Over under 1.5 playoff berths for Detroit. What do you say?
I'm going to say over. I think the Lions will make it, and I think the Tigers will as well.
I'm going to say under. I'll just
say you guys heard the drums behind us?
Yeah. Is that an omen of good or bad?
Because somebody told me. No, I said under. Stoney said over. Mark is riding. Mark is riding high right now. He's feeling good. I can't wait for the first time Mark just gets angry and just loses it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's at least a couple years off, I feel.
Right now, he's our own version of Mr. Positive.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on. You can't do him like that.
Why? Oh.
I'm glad I didn't hear that. Whatever it was, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it's a little loud in here. Good thing you didn't hear that.
What do you got on your little preamble today?
Yeah, say something so we can go.
All right. Rieger and Ryan, next from LCA. Great working with you as always,
you too, Stoney. Yep. Shout out Rieger and Little Grapes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.